UC Berkeley, 1964. Amidst an upwelling of discontent over university policies that sought to squelch all political speech on campus, a lone police car drove onto Sproul Plaza to arrest a violator of those rules. It was soon surrounded, paralyzed by hundreds of irate students who sat down in mass around it. One of them, after carefully removing his shoes, climbed onto the squad car's roof and made history.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
From that December day forward, Mario Savio was permanently known as a leader of the Berkeley Free Speech Movement. Much less known is the fact that he later taught at Sonoma State University for 6 years in the early 1990s. It was the combination of those two roles that led to the creation of the new Mario Savio Free Speech Corner that was dedicated on campus in public ceremonies this week. A low, round space near a much-traveled corner of the central campus quad, it's tastefully designed to be used in multiple ways. But during the midday dedication event, the series of speakers used it to remember its namesake. One of them was Elaine Sundberg, now Associate Vice President of Academic Affairs.
Mario came to Sonoma State University to teach, mostly developmental mathematics. He was, simply put, a wonderful and powerful teacher. He had the ability to make math understandable and relevant to his students.
Retired economics professor Victor Garland, a leader in the faculty union on campus and statewide, recalled Savio's commitment to fairness for students and part-time faculty in the creation of campus coalitions for human rights and social justice.
This organization eventually succeeded in bringing together politically faculty, students, and staff from the three major structures of higher education in California, the community colleges, the CSU, and UC. Mario succeeded in getting people from these three systems, who generally act as if they were in separate universes, to work together to defeat a new attack on diversity and inclusion. And only Mario could have done that.
And Meta Adams, a reentry student who found herself caught up in a campaign opposing increased student fees on the Cotati campus, found in Savio an empowering mentor.
While many people can be leaders, it takes an extraordinary person to show others how to lead, how to claim their power, and how to own their voice. Mario was one of those extraordinary people.
But biologically, his heart was weak, and Mario died in 1996. His widow, Lynn Hollander Savio, offered the 200 or so people gathered for the dedication a short history of the events that led up to Mario's famous speech that later told KRCB how pleased she was with the Sonoma State Memorial.
I'm always moved by the tributes to Mario, and I'm particularly happy when the tributes are something that really continues his spirit, and this does that. So I'm very grateful.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.